The Bible we're going to reading from is in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah.
对，旧约以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第六章从第一节我们要看到第八节。
From verse 1 to 8.
以赛亚书第六章从一节到第八节。我们来仔细来思想其中的意思。以赛亚书六章第一节说，当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up.And his train filled the temple.
请注意这节经文里面有个王崩，这个王是人做王死掉了，这个王死了之后，这个主的宝座才显现。
Please notice that in this verse, it talked about a king was died, and because of his death, that the throne of Christ was shown, the throne of God.
这是一个侍奉主的非常重要的原则。
And this is a law that we should follow when we serve the Lord.
假如人做王，主就没有宝座。
If man was sitting on the throne, then God won't be able to show his throne.
人必须死了，主的宝座才能够彰显。
A man has to die before God's throne can show to us.
这就是所谓人的路走尽了，神的路就开始了。
And this is the old saying, the man's extreme will be God's opportunity.
那么第二节说，其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And second verse is talk about there are seraphims, and each of them have six wings.Two of them are covering the eyes, and two of them are covering the feet, and only two were used to fly.
这个撒拉弗就是一类，某一类的天使的总称。
Seraphim is a kind of angels.
圣经里面讲到有两类的天使。
In the Bible, there's two kinds of angels.
一类叫做基鲁伯。
Oh, there's one kind named Gilbor.I don't know.
没关系。神知道就行了。另外一类叫做撒拉弗，这两类。
And the other kind is seraphim.
这个撒拉弗的意思是热烈的爱。热烈的爱。
The meaning of seraphim means a strong love.
那么基鲁伯呢的意思就是知识的意思。
基鲁伯 means knowledge.
Cherubus, yes, yeah. 那就是知识。那么你看基鲁伯非常多，圣经里面很多基鲁伯出现。
In the Bible, there's many times that Kilobor was talked about.
但是撒拉弗只出现这一次，就在这里。
But seraphim only appear once, and that's in this verse.
那什么意思呢？
What's the meaning?
就知识很多。
There's a lot of knowledge.
但是热烈的爱太少。
But there are seldom a strong love.
圣经说知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心才能造就人。
In the Bible that says knowledge only make a person boast, but love will create a person.
所以你看到基鲁伯代表知识非常多，但是这个撒拉弗就一次，就是爱就一次。
Therefore, seraphim only mentioned once in the Bible.
那么这个撒拉弗怎么样的侍奉神呢？
How does seraphim serve the Lord?
他有六个翅膀。
He has six wings.
两个翅膀把脸遮住。
There's two wings covered up face.
两个翅膀把脚遮盖。
And there's two wings covered the feet.
剩下两个翅膀做飞翔之用。
And there's two wings used for flying.
这个飞翔是他的工作。
Flying is his work.
那个遮脸遮脚是代表谦卑隐藏。
And the other four wings is used to cover himself.
那表示这种谦卑隐藏的意思。
It was showing that he was humble, not showing himself.
这也是一个侍奉的原则。
This is one, the other law of serving the Lord.
六分之四的遮盖隐藏，六分之二的工作侍奉。
So there is four-sixths of your effort is hiding yourself, and two-sixths of your effort is working for the Lord.
这就是主要的侍奉的原则。
So this is the law of serving the Lord.
我们看第三节。
Let's see the verse 3.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
In verse 3 it says, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.The whole earth is full of His glory.
这个圣哉圣哉圣哉讲了三遍。
They're here holy repeated three times.
谁都知道那是指着圣父、圣子、圣灵三而一的神学。
We all know that that means, it means
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
那么在这里我们看见这个天使用赞美神来作为侍奉的开始。
Here we see, praising the law was the start of service.
所以我们每一次崇拜先有诗歌的赞美。
That's why we begin our service with singing hymns to praise the Lord.
因为这个赞美诗最能够帮助人预备他的心来朝见上帝。
Because hymn can prepare us to meet the Lord.
那么第四节怎么样说？
What does it say in the verse 4?
因为呼喊的声音，门槛的根基震动，便充满了烟云。
What says in the verse 4, and the foundation of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called.
你就看见那个赞美的果效有多大。
Now we see the fruit of praising the Lord.
连门槛的根基都震动。
Can see the foundation was shaken.
而且整个圣殿充满了烟云。
And the whole temple was filled with smoke.
神就悦纳了他们的赞美感谢。
So that means God was accepting their praising.
用他的荣光充满圣殿作为神悦纳他们的凭据。
God used his own glory to fill the temple to show his accepting their praising.
第五节。
Verse 5.
那时候我就说，祸在我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因为我眼看见大君王万军之耶和华。
Verse 5 it says, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of the hosts.
有一件事情是肯定的。
There's one thing is certain.
什么时候我们看见了神的荣耀，什么时候就我们人就低头认罪。
When we see the glory of God, we can see our sins.
当一个人觉得自己没有罪，自高自大的时候，一定因为他没有看见神。
When someone is boastful saying he's not sin, that's because he hasn't seen God yet.
有一个哲学家叫做康德，看他是德国的哲学家，他说一句话。
There was one philosopher, Kant, said.
他说要证明神的存在是很困难，但是要想证明神的不存在是更难。
In order to prove the existence of God is very difficult, but it's even more difficult to prove God is not exist.
因为你要想证明神的存在，看不神的存在好像看不见。
Because in order to prove God exists, you can see them.
一个理性的头脑要求看见，看不见神，我怎么相信他存在呢？
So a reasonable mind couldn't figure out how can we prove the existence of God.
好像我们要证明神的存在相当困难。
So it's very hard to prove that God's existence.
但是他说，你要想证明神的不存在是更困难。
But it's more difficult to deny God's existence.
因为天地万物、日月星辰、一草一木都能够证明有神。
Because all we can see in the nature can prove God's existence.
因为宇宙中间任何一件东西存在，都能证明有个造它的主在。
Because everything we see in the universe, we can see the Creator.
整个宇宙的存在，就是这位造物主上帝存在的最好的证明。
The plain existence of this universe is a good proof of there is the existence of God.
说当一个人真正认识了有神的存在的时候，他就会谦卑。
So therefore, when one recognizes the existence of God, he will be humble himself.
苏联以前有一个叫做赫鲁雪夫，赫鲁雪夫，那赫鲁雪夫啊，就是以前的苏联的苏俄的一个总理，他来到联合国。
There was a minister of Russia named
Khrushchev,
and he came to the United Nations for meeting.
他抗议美国人用那个 U-2 飞机，侦查他的国境。
He was protesting that American was using the U-2 plan to spy on their land.
他甚至在联合国讲演讲的时候，把这个皮鞋脱下来，用皮鞋去敲打那个桌子，用这样粗暴的态度来抗议。
He even took off his shoes to protest, and bounded on the table to protest the Americans.
有人记者就问他说：“你这样，你是一点都没有敬畏神的心吗？”
And someone asking, "Do you have any fear for the Lord?"
他说：“我根本就是个无神论者。”
So he says, I don't believe there is the existence of God."
他说神也可以证明，连神都可以证明我是个无神论者。他神可以证明他无神论者。
Even God can tell I don't believe in God.
他不知不觉地说这个话的时候，他竟承认有一位神存在。
But he suddenly, they recognize that he even mentioned God.
但是当记者反问他的时候，当新闻记者反问他的时候，
When reporter trying to ask him,
他就这样说啊。
He said,
他说你说神，那么神是谁造的？神从哪里来的？他问他。
And he argued that, who created the God?
你说神存在，那么神到底从哪里来的？
Where is God coming from?
那么这个记者是个基督徒，他答复得很好。
The writer is a Christian.
你说神从哪里来的？可见你证明还有个哪里，那个哪里一定比神更早，是不是？
And he says, when you said, where is God coming from, when you say where, that means there is something even earlier than God.
那么如果我告诉你答案的话，你可以何谓一定不会，那么这个哪，何谓哪里，是在哪里来，从哪里来的。
And then, how can you tell me where is where coming from?
那这样永远没有答案。
So therefore, there's no answer.
你只是答上去，他一直找到那个，永远没有答案。
So this is the infinite.
所以我们的圣经里面最清楚告诉我们神怎么来的。
Therefore, the Bible tells us, where is God coming from?
他说神是自由拥有的。
It says in the Bible, God is,
I am what I am.
I am what I am.
我是自由有的，本来就是这样的，我就是自己来的。
And it says, I am what I am.
这个是最好的答复。
This is the best answer.
因为总要有个开头啊。
Because there must be a beginning.
没有开头怎么一切怎么来的？
If there's no beginning, how come we have everything here?
所以当一个人真正看见神在这里，他就会谦卑，就会在神的面前就不敢骄傲自大。
Therefore, when a person sees God, he won't have the courage to be boastful.
他不但看见有神，看见神的宝座设立在那里。
When he sees the throne,
这个宝座可以审判。
Rome can judge him.
那他就马上想到我是个罪人。
He immediately will think he is a sinner.
哦，祸在我灭亡了。他发现有罪，他觉得有祸要灭亡了。
So it says, "Woe, woe me, for I am lost."
第五节。
For
第五节 verse five. 祸在我灭亡了。
Instead, "Woe me, woe is me." Yeah.
我上个主日我在加拿大的 Edmonton 那边传福音，有三天的工作。
Last Sunday I was in Canada.
很感谢主，这次有一个红卫兵悔改信主。
thanks to the Lord, there was a Red Guard was repent and become a Christian.
那么第一天晚布道会的时候，我有一个三十来岁的一个青年的一个。女子举手信主了。
During the first evangelical meeting, there was a woman about years of 30, she raised her hand and became a Christian.
当我们呼召他们走出来的时候，她砸在许多人中间出来，一直哭流泪。
She was crying when she came to the front.
那么下来我就跟他谈话。
So I talked to him.
我说你觉得为什么你是哪一辆受感动这样流泪的
？So I asked her, how come you are crying?
他说你讲啊，神就是爱。
She said, when you said God is love.
他说我已经31岁了，我一直活在没有爱的环境里面。
I'm about 31 and I always live in an environment that has no love.
我所接触到都是与爱相反的环境。
All I have contact with is contrast to the love.
他承认他曾经在这个文化革命大革命的时候纠斗过，叫纠斗，逮出来把他拉出来，纠斗过许多文人，包括巴金、老舍这些人。
She mentioned that in the Cultural Revolution, she had a chance to taking advantage of different knowledgeable persons.
Yeah, 很有名的。那么这些大家都晓得，巴金、老舍这些人是文学家了。这个纠斗被他纠斗过，所以他就觉得很痛苦。
There was a lot of knowledgeable person, a very famous person, was being persecuted by her.
他愿意接受我告诉他这位活的神、真的神，就是爱的神，做他的救主。
But now she like to receive a living God become his Lord.
好了，感谢主，我为他感谢主了。第二天晚上又来了。
The second evening.
哦，这次来我那个他来得很晚，是差十分钟快到就要上讲台了，他来找我。
It's about 10 minutes before I went up to the pulpit.
他说我要跟你讲，要跟你讲话。
She said I have to tell you something.
我说你能不能等散会以后呢？
And I asked her, can you wait for a while?
她说不行，这个太严重，我需要现在马上跟你讲。
But she said, it's very urgent, I have to talk to you now.
我说你简单一点讲，什么事情呢？
So I said, please be brief.
她说我请问你啊，我昨天是接受一个信仰，我可不可以今天晚上放弃。
And then she said, can I believe in a belief, but I give it up today?
我说你为什么要放弃呢？
So I asked her, why do you want to give it up?
我有一种说不出来的苦衷啊，我不能说，但是我要放弃。
She says, there is something I couldn't tell you, but I have to give it up.
哎，我说我时间没有时间跟你谈了，你能不能保留一下，先不要放弃啊，保留一下，等我讲完道理再决定好不好？
So I asked her, can you hold it a little bit longer so I can finish my preaching?
等到散会我又找他谈。
After the meeting was over.
第二天我听到他这么一来啊，我这第二天晚上信息呢有点坚固那个信心的意思，传点这样的信息啊。
So the message of the second meeting is trying to strengthen her belief.
因为她说我现在很为难，又想放弃，又舍不得放弃。她说。
And she says I'm very pondered because I don't know whether I should give it up or I should keep it.
我说你到底有什么难处要放弃你的信仰呢
？So I asked her what difficulty do you have?
她说我的丈夫和我都是红卫兵。
And she says.My husband and I are both Red Guard.
开一个餐馆，他在餐馆里帮忙，不是他亲戚开餐馆，他说他丈夫在餐馆里帮忙。
Their relatives have a restaurant, therefore they were helping the restaurant.
第一天晚上，他听了到信了主，回家很高兴，告诉他先生我信了耶稣了。
So when she went home and told her husband that she is a Christian now,
他后来就告诉他先生，不由分说就啪啪打两耳光揍他。
And her husband gets so mad.And banging on her.
这为什么这样子呢
？Why are you doing this? Her husband said.
说你这个人没良心。她丈夫骂她没良心。
And her husband says.
没良心。
You don't have a good heart.
他说你忘记了，我们在大陆上你忘记了，我们纠斗过基督徒，你记得不记得
？Didn't you remember we were persecuting some knowledgeable person?
原来是这样，他曾经啊，他们抓了个基督徒，把他的圣经给烧了。打他，叫他当众放弃这个信仰。
And the story goes that in the Red China, they were persecuting a Christian, burning up his Bible.
但这个女的基督徒坚持不肯放弃她的信仰。
And pressed the Christian to give up her belief, but the Christian didn't give up.
他们把她先生抓来了。
So they took her husband.
你如果不放弃信仰，就把你先生抓进去关起来。
If you don't give up your belief, we will take your husband with us.
你现在必须做个决定。
So you have to make a decision now.
到底是要耶稣还要丈夫
？So are you going to have Jesus Christ or you're going to have your husband?
但这个女的基督徒坚决的，她说谁我都可以不要，耶稣不能不要。
But the Christian was very firm, and she said, "I can give anyone up, but I couldn't give Jesus Christ up."
结果这个基督徒被抓起来了，她的丈夫也被关起来。
Therefore, the two person all went into the jail.
所以这个悔改绝志的红卫兵这位姊妹 他就告诉我他先生打他的原因是什么呢
Therefore, the red guard was explaining to me the reason why her husband was beating her.
这个先生非常自私。他说你一信了耶稣你就不要我了。
Her husband is a very selfish person, and she said,when you believe in God, you won't love me anymore.
但你不要我还要你了所以要把你打一下把你打把你信仰打掉把你信仰打掉。
But even you don't want me, I still want you. That's why I want to hit you. So you won't believe in Jesus.
他用一些名词我都不大懂就揪斗了什么揪出来斗什么的打掉信仰什么的一些很新的名词我都听不懂啊
他说。He used a lot of,
更难犯了。
He used a lot of difficult words that I don't even understand.
哦，后来我告诉他说：“你放心，你放心，在这个自由环境里面，你不会碰到这种难题的。”
Therefore, I told her, don't worry, because you won't have this kind of difficulties in the United States.
我们信了主，只有家庭夫妻更恩爱、更相爱的、更好的，哪里会彼此发生这种事情
？And after we believe in Jesus Christ, our family going to become more holy, and husband and wife going to love each other more.
但是我从他的见证里面，我这个传道人觉得很惭愧。
But from her testimony, I feel ashamed.
你看大陆上这些基督徒，他们真的可用性命来做见证。
And we can see the Christians in the mainland China are using their life to become their testimony.
他宁可牺牲他所爱的，要维持，要坚持，要抓住他所信的。
They can sacrifice.They love what they love, but they have to hold on their belief.
我们今天呢，在一个自由环境里面说信主，信主都讲得很好听。到底真的信主到什么程度呢
？Today we live in a free country, but how much belief do we have?
可能我们对于圣经的真理懂得很多。
We probably know a lot of knowledge in the Bible.
我们能行出多少呢
？But how much we can act it out?
在理论上，在神学基础上，我们比大陆那些基督徒要高明的多。在圣经的真理。了解圣经的真理。
In the knowledge wise, we are far beyond the Christians in the mainland China. But in the spiritual wise, are we more than they have?
但是我们在实行真理上，那个热忱。我们远远的不如大陆上那些基督徒。
And when we try to act out what Jesus Christ has left us, we are far behind the Christians in the mainland China.
可以说我们多半是理论上的基督徒，他们是实际上的基督徒。
We can say we are a knowledgeable Christian and they are a true Christian.
求主怜悯我们。
May God forgive us.
当弥赛亚在这个圣殿里面看见异象的时候
When Isaiah was in the temple and saw this vision,
他马上觉得有罪了。
He immediately recognized his sin.
他甚至说祸在我灭亡了，我要灭亡了。为什么呢？看见神的荣耀，就想到自己的污秽。
And he said, "Woe to me!" And he saw the glory of God, and he suddenly realized his sin.
在一个没有爱的环境里面，你向他传讲爱的信息，他很扎心。
In an environment there was no love, when you spread the gospel of love, his heart was moved.
所以我有理由相信啊，今天如果有机会我们到大陆传福音啊，很多人很多人悔改信主。
Therefore, I have reason to believe that if we went to the mainland China and to preach the gospel, there will be a lot of people converted to Christians.
因为他们实在虚空，他们实在需要，他们里面没有那么满足。
Because their heart were empty.
他们几十年来斗来斗去，就斗得烦得不得了，需要一个平安，需要一个真正的喜乐，需要真正的满足。
After all these years struggling with each other, they need a peace.
这就是我们基督徒今天在自由地区基督徒所面对的一个挑战。
This is what we have been facing the challenge in the free world.
所以当伊赛亚有这个感觉的时候，罪的感觉的时候
，So when Isaiah recognized the sin.
你就看见这个第六节就出来了。
Here, then we can see the verse 6.
有一个撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说 说看啊，这看干了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
Verse 6 says, Then flew on one of the seraphim to me, having in his hand a burning coal which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is forgiven.
这个红炭把他的嘴唇洁净。
The burning coal cleansed his lips.
是预表圣灵的工作。
It's showing the work of Holy Ghost.
也是主耶稣宝血的洁净的工作。
It also can show Jesus Christ's blood is cleansing our soul.
因此我们看见这个是很重要的一点，就是需要罪得到赦免之后才有第八节的差遣。
Therefore, we have to be very clear here that after the sin is forgiven, then we can be used by God.
我们基督之家是一个号称为侍奉的教会。侍奉主的教会。
In the home of Christ, we are saying we are a church that are serving the Lord.
我们第一天就讲到，我们是强调每一个会友都是同工，都要侍奉。
We emphasize that every member of this church should serve the God.
那记得那个 笛卡尔那哲学家所讲的，他说：“我思故我在，我会想，所以我存在。I think, therefore I am.”我会想，所以我存在。他讲这个意思。
There's an old philosopher Dickens saying, "I think because I exist."
我就把它改一改，说 "I do, therefore I am." 我做，我才存在。我不做工，我不存在。
And I change it to "I do, therefore I am."
因此，我们要既然要侍奉主，就需要把罪罪不清楚。
Therefore, if we want to serve the Lord, we have to do something about our sin.
到了罪罪不清楚了，第八节就出现。
When our sin been forgiven, then comes the verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这儿，请差遣我。
And in verse 8 it says, And I hear the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
请注意这有一个字。谁肯为我去，并不是说谁能为我去，是肯不是能啊。
And please notice here it says, Who shall I send? It didn't say who has the ability to go.
我们没有人能够侍奉。
Because none of us can serve.
我们都是软弱无能无用的人。
We are weak.
但是神不要求我们有能，神要求我们肯来侍奉他。
But God didn'trequire the ability, but he do require our willingness to serve.
我们中文常常讲啊，这个人是他是不为也是非不能也，他能做他不做，但这边是叫做你肯做就行了，不管你能不能做。
There was a lot of Chinese saying the reason he didn't do it because he didn't want to do it, but here it says the reason he did it is because he wanted to do it.
能不能是个能力的问题，肯不肯是个意愿就是愿意不愿意的问题。
There's a difference between willing and ability.
神只要我们表示愿意，我愿意主，我愿意为你做，我愿意奉献给你，我愿意被你使用，我愿意接受你的差遣，神就用你。
And God only asks for willingness.
所以我们不需要考虑到我这个人能力如何，我的恩赐怎么样，我有多少学问，我有多少经验，这个不必考虑。
Therefore, we don't have to consider a lot about our ability.
神会给我们更好的考虑。
Because God will give us.
神用每一个人在最适当的工作，用他在最适当的时间，用最适当的方法，在最适当的地点来做成最适当的工作。
Because God uses each one of us in different place, different, in the exact time, exact place, in exact moment.So we can be used.
所以这些都是神的事情，不是我们不能做。
And all that had been seen through solely by God.
我们所能做的唯一件事就是表示我肯，我愿意，是我们应当做。
And it's not a task of us. All we have to say is I'm willing.
所以整个这个意象对我们的意义是什么呢？
So what does the vision mean to us?
我就写在这里圣殿的意象，这个整个圣殿的意象。
Therefore, I wrote it on the board as a vision in the temple.
我们搬到这个新的地方，您讲过圣殿的福分，我们晓得圣殿的福什么，圣殿的乐是什么，现在讲的圣殿的意象什么。
After we move here, we have talked about what's the happiness in the temple, what's the advantage in the temple. Now today we're talking about the vision in the temple.
这个圣殿的意象应当是每一个来到圣殿中人都应当得到的意象。
The vision is everyone who comes to the temple should have the vision.
这个意象有三个特点。
And the first thing is, when the king died, then the throne of God was shown.
第二是先有隐藏，然后有侍奉。
And the second is, you have to hide before you can serve.
第三是先有赦罪，然后有差遣。
The third is, your sin has to be cleansed, then God will send you.
这个王崩啊，就是我们常常自己做王，每个人都愿意自己做王，我是王，我是王，我们愿意做头。愿意做王，愿意做自己掌权，这是每一个人的这个普遍的现象。
A lot of times we Christians like to be kings, and that's, and here it says the death of the king usually means us.
我在加拿大工作的时候听到他们那个宣道会啊，他们提到他们的创办人叫 A.B. Simpson， 那个宣信先生有一个格，他有一个工作的经验。A.B. Simpson。
In Canada, I met a person who is called L.B. Simpson, and he has the experience.
他有一次在他的所牧养的教会里面逐日崇拜。
In one of his church,
大家来到逐日崇拜的时候看到，忽然间摆个棺材在这，棺材摆在这边。
During the service, there was a coffin on the platform.
大家奇怪，今天什么人去世，什么人追思礼拜，都没有预先告诉我，突然间棺材摆在那里呢？
And everybody was wondering how come there's a coffin when nobody died.
大家也不敢问。
And nobody dared to ask.
牧师上来说，今天呢，我们要纪念这个躺在棺材里的人。
And when he came to the pulpit, he said, we have to remember.Who is laying in the coffin?
在我讲道以前，每一个人都来瞻仰瞻仰这个遗容，来看看这个人。
And he says, before I start my message, I invite everybody come to the platform and see who is in the coffin.
我就要求你一件事情。
I only ask for one thing.
你瞻仰遗容以后就走开，不要讲话。
And after you see the face of the dying, you leave right away.
他都知道了。然后啊，每个人不晓得什么事都上来看看，到底什么谁死在那躺在那里。
So nobody knows who is laying in the coffin, so everybody come up.
每个人看一下，哟，都吓一跳。
Nobody see what
怎么弄的就走掉了。每个人看都吓一跳，没有人不吓一跳的。你看奇怪不奇怪
？After everyone saw it, they were all shocked, but they didn't say anything and left.
你已经知道为什么了。
I guess some of you know already know what happened.
是个空的棺材。
Coffin was empty.
里面有一面大的镜子摆在里面。
But in the coffin there was a mirror.
每个人看他自己在里面，你看到不到。
So when they put their head in there, they saw themselves.
牧师就说，这就是我今天讲到的题目。
And the preacher says, this is the topic we are going to talk about today.
这就叫做我要死了，主生命才能流露出来。
And he says, we have to die first before.The life of Jesus Christ will live in ourselves.
当然这个死不是真的断气的那个死、啊、
Of course, the die doesn't mean we all stop breathing.
我们应当向自己死。
We have to die ourselves.
为什么要向自己死呢？
Why do we have to
die? 因为我们每个人都是主观的人，有成见，有偏心，有很多私意，需要向这些死。
Because we are opinionated, and then we have to be die in this part.
当我们能够向自己死的时候，告诉你，王就崩了，不做王了，死了，然后神的宝座就显现出来。
So when we die, the throne of Lord will be shown.
历史告诉我们，这个王乌西亚王啊，一共是活了68岁。
The history told us that the King Uzziah has 68 years of life.
他16岁就开始登基做王，他一共做了52年的王，做了52年。
He was a king when he was only 16 years old, and he has been king for 52 years.
52年做王已经不得了，赖在宝座上赖得太久了。52年。
He was the king for 52 years, and that's a long time.
这么长的时间，主没有宝座，主在他心中没有地位。
During all those years, the Lord had no place in his heart.
我们必须像从自己的宝座上下来了，死了，然后主的生命流露，主的宝座显现。
So we have to step down the throne, so the throne of the Lord can be shown.
接下来我们要学习隐藏的功课。
The second thing we have to learn is to hide ourselves.
这个翅膀，就撒勒夫两个翅膀是遮着脸，两个翅膀遮着脚。
The two wings of seraphim was covered the eyes, and two wings of seraphim was covered the feet.
这个脸代表面。
The face means
his face.
Face.
这个很难翻的，我们中国人讲面子跟脸是两回事啊。
face means your dignity or
China. 我记得那个莎士比亚里面，莎士比亚里面那个，有这么一句话，他说：“神呢、啊，给你一副面孔，你就把它变成另外一个脸。”
那种。In Shakespeare's play,
他说 ：“God has given you a face, but you make yourself another。”就是上面给你一个脸，你把它变成个面子了。这怎么翻我不晓得。上帝给你一个脸，你把它变成个面子，就这个意思。脸跟面子不一样，为什么？脸是天然的，面子是化妆的。
The face that God gives us is natural,
这是
but your pride is artificial.
Hamlet 那个王子对他那个未婚妻讲：“上帝给你好好的脸，你化妆化得一塌糊涂。”他一说，神给你天然的脸，你把它变成面子了，不好看。
In Hamlet's the play, the young prince was scolding the princess, saying that God gives you a beautiful face, but you turn it into another face.
所以最好的隐藏脸孔的方法就是说，我们就照着本相来服侍神，不要任何伪装。
Therefore, the best way to serve the Lord is using our own face instead of using an artificial face.
我们不会就说不会。
When we don't know, we say we don't know.
不懂就是不懂嘛。
We don't understand, we say we don't understand.
不要去装抢不知以为知，勉强装作懂的样子。
Therefore, we don't have to cover up or to boast ourselves.
因为神都知道我们。
Because God knows.
我们可以骗人或者骗自己良心，就是不能骗我们的神。
Someone might be cheated by us, but we couldn't hide ourselves from God.
隐藏这个面子是很不容易的事情。
It's very hard to hide away our face.
因为我们什么都可以奉献，就是尊荣最难奉献，尊贵荣耀最难奉献。
We can give everything to God, but we can give our pride to the Lord.
你把时间奉献，把钱财奉献，把你什么好的奉献，你尊贵荣耀不肯奉献。
We can give everything, but we couldn't give our pride.
但是如果你这个不肯奉献，神不能够用你。
But if you can give it up, Lord can use you.
这是很重要的一点。
And this is a very important part.
那么两个翅膀遮脚代表什么呢？
Then what does the two wings covering the feet do?
脚代表行动。
The feet means movement.
我们不能够任意而行。
We shouldn't do everything our heart please.
我们不能够大模大样，要做什么做什么。我们必须隐藏在主里面。
We have to hide inside the Lord.
我们的行动完全受圣灵的管制。
And our movement will be governed by the Holy Ghost.
主不要我们做的虽然好也不做。
If,
自己以为好的也不能做。
So even if anything we see is good, if the Holy Ghost won't allow to do it, we shouldn't do it.
这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
我们必须学会了这个遮盖隐藏之后，我们才能够侍奉主。
So we have to learn how to hide before we can serve the Lord.
那个飞翔啊，代表工作。而且是快速的工作，飞呀，快速的工作。
Flying means working. It also means very fast working.
我们今天实在是，跟那个恶者在抢那个时间。
Today we are fighting with the evil.
我每天跟那个魔鬼在争夺那个时间。
We are fighting for time.
我们每一秒每一秒过去了，就失掉了许多机会。
Every minute and second pass will be lost.
所以我们需要真正快速的做工。
So we have to work very fast.
你看到路加十五章那个浪子回来的时候。
And we can see in Luke chapter 15 when the wandering son come back.
那个跑啊，那个父亲跑过去去去去 去欢迎他。
And the father come run to greet him.
你就看见天父的心就是这样，跑过去去挽回那个浪子，去救每一个失丧的人。
And we can see the heart of our Lord is come running to save us.
在使徒行传第八章里面
，In the Act chapter 8,
那个腓力去传福音。
When Philip to preach the gospel,
给一个非洲的太监传福音。
He was preaching to an official in Africa.
那个太监坐在车上。
The official was sitting in the car.
那腓力在地下跑。
And Philip was running.
圣灵说你赶快去跟他传福音。他在地上跑，他那个在车上走，一个车的速度跟人的速度怎么比呢？
And Philip was running on the road, and God and Holy Ghost.Saying to Philip, go running and preach gospel to him.
这个传福音的人要用跑的速度，人的力的跑，去赶那个车子上那个要听到的人。
And you know how fast the car goes, and Philip had to run very fast in order to catch him.
这都是飞翔的意思。
And all this means flying.
工作要快，快做，不能
耽误。So when we work, we have to work very fast.
我们像我们这样子，已经快到了老年的时候了，已经是过一天就少一天。
So when I tore my age.Every day passed is a day lost.
像我这个只有三分之二的心脏的人，我总是在神前讲啊，感谢主给我一天，还有可以做，不晓得明天如何。
So even I have only two-thirds of my heart left, I still work very hard.
但是感谢主，神的恩典总是够用。
But praise the Lord, His grace is always enough. Thank you.
这里面讲到，只要我肯就可以，我肯去做，我肯为他做，你只要表示个肯就行了。
So here it means if I'm willing, I have the ability.
八月间我在纽约做点工作。
In August, I was in New York.
碰到也是碰到一个很特别的一个情形。
I have a special occasion.
在那个，它是一个团契性发展出来成为教会。
In a Christian fellowship.In the church developed from the Christian fellowship.
那里面有很多，大概到了四十岁左右的这个，这样这个中青还算青年嘛，现在就是不结婚，单独单身。
There was a lot of single person.
哎，我就讲完到有十七个人这样的人啊，他们合在一起要我给他讲讲关于这个家庭婚姻的问题。
Yeah, 都没有。
After finished the meeting, there were 17 of them gathered together and want me to talk to them about family.And marriage.
他们听说我在学校里教哲学，哎呦，很有兴趣。
And when they heard that I was teaching philosophy in school, they were very interested.
因为我在正道时候提到那个苏格拉底。
Because when I preaching, I talk about
Socrates.
那么他就说了，哎，大家都晓得苏格拉底是一个怕老婆的人呢、啊，怕太太的人。
So they told me Socrates is the one who is afraid of.His wife.
我说你晓得苏格拉底有一次对青年人怎么演讲
？So I told them, do you know once how Socrates told the young people?
那段话用英文讲比较有味道一点，有点押韵。
and
他的意思这样说啊，对不起， mm-hmm. 他说 By all means, marry. If you get a good wife, you will become happy. If you get a bad one, you will become a philosopher. 你用国文国语。
他的意思就是说，假如你还没有结婚的话，你最好结婚；假如能够挑到一个好太太，你就是很好；假如你挑不到一个好太太，你就变成一个哲学家。
我不晓得我们在座有没有哲学家。
I don't know whether any one of us is a philosopher here.
假如你问我你是不是哲学家
，And then if you ask me, are you a philosopher?
我可以告诉你
，And I can say,
不过杜师母在那，我不敢讲。
But because my wife is here, so I wouldn't say.
不，我可以真是很老实的告诉弟兄姊妹一件事情。
But I can tell you frankly.
我的内人呢、啊？我不说我在顺利的时候啊，我在不顺利的时候、倒霉的时候、跌倒的时候，啊，吃很多苦头的时候，在这种情况之下，我可以告诉你，我的内人从来没有发过一句怨言，他总是站在我这边。这是我可以为他做见证。
And I can say that my wife never say anything when I was in a very difficult time.
所以我要想做哲学家也做不成了。
So even I wanted to be a philosopher, I couldn't become one.
所以你就看见，你晓得那个 philosophy 那个字，哲学那个字，从两个希腊文合起来。
And we can see the word philosopher is from two words from Greek.
一个就是 philo, 一个就是 sophia, 就是一个智慧和爱加的智跟爱爱与智的结合就是 philosophy, 就是哲学。
And it's from philo means wisdom,
philo 是 love.
Philo means love.
Sophia
means wisdom.
这两个加起来爱与智的结合就是哲学。
So these two words combined together means philosophy.
所以每一个研究哲学人就是说要从这个爱心出发去找寻智慧就是哲学。
And here, philosopher means you have to start it with love and then you find wisdom.
所以我们看见今天整个这个意象带给我们的教训。
So now we can see the vision, that teaching us.
我们看见爱比知识重要。
Love is more important than knowledge.
因为斯拉夫就一个在这里。你看那个基鲁伯太多了。
Shilopas. Now, we can see there's a lot of Shilopas in the Bible, but there's only one Seraphim.
而且我们在侍奉主的道路上必须学习向自己死。
So in the role that leads us to serve the Lord, we have to learn to die.
那个戴德生，诸位晓得戴德生就是内地会的创办人 Hudson Taylor。这个人他说他一生一世受他父亲一个好的教训。
A person Hudson who is a preacher in the mainland China, he says, I learned one thing from my father.
他父亲跟他讲，请你记住啊，一生一世不要忘记。
His father told him.
永远向自己说不，说 no， 跟自己说不。
You should remember that you should always tell yourself no。
我们常常对别人说不不不，就向自己说不。
A lot of times we tell others no。
这个也可能就是一个学习向自己死的一个初级第一步。
And this is the first step we learn to deny ourselves。
格里汉也讲过一句话，怎么样能够学习舍己呢 ？Billy Graham 啊。
Billy Graham says one time, how can we sacrifice ourselves?
他说就是祷告。
And that's pray, that's through praying.
他曾经到台湾两次布道。
He was in Taiwan twice.
那我们都是筹备会的几个负责同工哈。
And I'm in the member of preparation the evangelical meeting.
他到台湾找跟我们讲话，他说我要求你三件事情。
And he said to us, I only require three things from you.
大家赶快拿起三
本。So everybody taking their pen and pencil.
第一件事情为我祷告。
And he says, the first thing is pray for me.
第二件事情为我祷告。
Second thing is pray for me.
第三件事情为我祷告。
And the third thing is still pray for me.
三件事都是为他祷告。
So the three things is all praying for me.
他说没有祷告就没有工作。
And he says, if there's no work.
没有祷告也没有生活。
There's no prayer, there's no work.
甚至没有祷告就不敢生活，不敢工作。
So if there's no prayer, I wouldn't be there to work and to live.
格里汉到台湾布道会的时候，他第一天他怎么讲
？And the first thing he says,
他说我是中国人的女婿，中国人的女婿。
And he says in evangelical meeting that I am son-in-law of a Chinese.
因为他的太太生在中国。
Because his wife was born in China.
我想这个就是一个很好的布道方法。他一讲这句话，哎呦，中国人觉得他很亲切，是我们的女婿哎。
And this is a good way to start an evangelical meeting because he become more closer to the Chinese.
他在日本布道。
When he was in Japan.
有一天他讲，今天是你们的太子妃，太子的太太的生日。啊，你看他讲。
And he says, today is your prince's birthday.
哎，你太子的太太啊，太子妃的生日，日本人觉得奇怪，很多人我们都不晓得，你会知道我们太子的太太的生
日。And the Japanese was wondering how come you know, but a lot of us doesn't know this.
哦，这一讲啊，日本人的心都给他得着了。
So after he's saying that, all the Japanese feel very close to him.
他告诉我们说，他不是有什么特别的智慧。
And he told me that's not because he has some special wisdom.
他就是一个字。
And、there's only one word.
就是以赛亚书六章这个地方。第八节就讲了，我肯，谁肯我去的？我肯就是肯，他我肯为做。
And that's the only one word, and that's willing.
有一个石油的公司啊，多年以前找过他，找过 Billy Graham.
There was a gasoline company was asking him,
请他去做东南亚区的代表，总代表。
And have him to become a representative in Southeast Asia.
很多年以前的年薪是10万。
And that was a long time ago, and the salary was $100,000.
待遇不算小啊。
And that's a good chunk of money.
他拒绝了。
But he refused.
他我拒绝这个工作，并不是因为待遇少，那是因为工作太小了。
And he says, the reason I'm refused is not because the salary is low, it's because the work is too small.
那我要做的工作什么？做全世界灵魂救灵魂的工作，不是救一点你们能源缺乏做这种工作，不是。
And the work I wanted to be is saving the soul in the whole world, not only to solve the problem of oil in the Southeast Asia.
所以愿意今天在座每一位弟兄姊妹
Therefore, I want everybody
都能够像 Billy Graham 这样
could learn from Billy Graham.
我肯为主做
I'm willing to work for the Lord.
不管我有什么，我是个什么材料，有什么条件，不考虑，上帝会注意。我只要表示我肯就够了。
No matter what my ability is, I only express that I'm willing.
假如我们真正肯为主做的话
If we can work for the Lord,
不要几个礼拜，这个一定坐不下这个电位。
All this place is going to be filled.
每个人都打几个电话。
And if everyone can call a few phone calls,
写几张明信片。
Write a few letters.
或者探望探望几个亲友。
Or visit some of your relatives,
把他们介绍带到主面前来
and bring them to the God,
让他们在圣殿里面接受这个意象
so they can have the vision in the temple.
他们希望人说 no vision, no burden, no burden, no work. 没有意象就没有负担，没有负担就没有工作，一点都不错。
In Western, it says if there's no vision, there's no burden, and there's no burden, there's no work. And I think that's very true.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们为着今天你与我们同在同工向你感谢。为着今天青年的同工夏弟兄的翻译向你感谢。我们求主施恩赐福，多多兴起有诸般恩赐的弟兄姊妹一同来配搭侍奉。我们有理由相信你会复兴我们的教会。因为我们的教会是属乎你的，我们的教会是为你而做，为你而活的。我们的教会只有一个宝座，你在上面。我们感谢你，求主让我们都能够学习当年以赛亚所看见的异象，真是让这个异象一直在前面吸引我们，感动我们，带领我们，纠正我们，调整我们跟你的关系，而让我们就是一天天更有长进。一年一年更看见主你自己的荣耀更多的充满在圣殿中间我们谢谢你的恩典这都是你劳苦的功效愿你享受完全的荣耀奉耶稣基督的名阿们
接下去是收奉献的时间，请大家翻开诗本第27首。我们唱第27首第一节唱完之后，请四位思捐的姐妹到前面来，我们一起来唱第一节。
感动为我
第三节。
之路被藏，看自看山之意，我的都不听，看山边路转念，天边雪在地，看那天上看见耶稣是全家不计账，看不住的心想千百回盼扬，看见耶稣全家不能不用
请会众一同起立，我们要献上祷告。会众继续站立，我们来唱三一颂第二十一首。
基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵保惠师的感动与交通，领导全体会众从今直到永永远远，阿们。
请坐。在散会之后，后面有茶点，有图书，有英文圣经跟录音带，请大家留步，有一些可以有交通。现在我们安静默祷散会。